Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Vav. We are up to Sif Beis, the second line on page Sadiches, the page following 194. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hoysu behemto omedes chus latchum, a person's animal was standing on Shabbos outside of the tchum. Yachal likros la kedei shetavo, you can call your animal to come back inside the tchum. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, Yochel, what's the chiddush? Why wouldn't you have to call your animal back in? You're not doing anything. V'lo gazrinan dilma yetze ba'aleo chutz latchum kedei lachniso l'toch hatchum. The chiddush is, you might have thought that you can't call for your animal to come back in because of a gzeira that you might go and bring it back in. So we don't make that gzeira, says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't make the gzeira that maybe you'll go out, the owner, outside the tchum in order to bring the animal back into tchum. Vin eino shomas lo lovo. If you call to the animal and he's having a bad day, he doesn't listen. So mutter lachnisa al yedei eino yehudi. You are allowed to ask a guy to bring him back inside the tchum. Aval osur lachnisa al yedei Yisrael. But you can't bring the animal back in through a Yisrael. Afilu Yisrael acher she'ein ba'aleha. Even if the Yisrael that you're going to ask to do it is not the owner. She'etzlohu besoch hatchum. Each person, we'll get to this in Chelek Dal, could have their own Tchum Shabbos. You can't even ask a Yisrael to bring the animal back in the Tchum if it's in that Yisrael's Tchum. So for that Yisrael, he won't be doing anything wrong, but he'll just bring the animal back to your Tchum. That's a problem. The Kaim alone, because we hold, HaBehema V'HaKelem Kiraglei HaBa'olim Hein L'inyan Tchumen, that an animal and vessels go after the owner, L'gabe Tchum. So the animal is outside your Tchum, he can't be brought in. So even if a Yisrael can bring him into the Tchum, and for that Yisrael it would be okay, it's still not allowed because that animal cannot be brought in to his tchum. The alkein, and therefore, kaven sheyotzas chutz l'tchum shelo, since it went outside of its tchum, which is the tchum of the owner, aser l'chol Yisrael lahaziza biyadayim me'arba amos shelo. No Yisrael is allowed to move the animal more than four amos from where it is. Because once you go outside the tchum, you're bound to those four amos, so Yisrael cannot move him. Even again, if it's that Yisrael's tchum, it's still not allowed because this animal went outside of his tchum, which is really the tchum of the owner. There's one interesting har over here, and that's in the Shaar Tzion, in Oz Tes. And the Mishnah Berurah said, if the animal doesn't listen, so then you can ask a guy to bring the animal inside the tchum. So the Shaar Tzion says that's in the Prima Gadim. The after b'sof simin shenhei mistapik aprima godim l'inyan chutz latchum b'yadayim al-yedei enu Yehudi. If you remember in yesterday's shir, at the end of the last simin, we said the prima godim was mesupik if you're allowed to ask a goy to bring an animal back inside the tchum. And here we're saying that it's mutter. And it's the prima godim himself. So nira d'yeshel hakel hacha mishum pseida. Here we're talking about your animal's going to get lost. And therefore, b'mokum pseida, so the prima godim allows the Yisrael to ask a guy to bring the animal inside the tchum. In the last simon, when he was mesupik, it's where it wasn't a pseida, so there he had a suffik if you could ask the guy to do it. Says the mechaber v'aiter in Siv Gimel. Machshichin ala tchum lasos tzorche kala o tzorche meis lahavi lo arum v'tachrichin. So we started the discussion last night about machshichin, about staying as it gets dark by the edge of the tchum in order to do something. So here the Mechaber tells us, if it's for a dvar mitzvah, it's to make a need of the kala. Or as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll explain the lasos is going also on the tzorche meis. So you need to make something for the kala, or to make something for a mace, or to bring in the aron v'tachrichin from outside the tchum. The yochel lomar, so you're allowed to do that. Again, machshichin al tchum, you can be machshich al tchum to do the needs of a kala or the needs of a mace, to bring in the aron v'tachrichin. Continues the mechaber, the yochel lomar l'chaveru sheyachshich kedei sheyavi lo. You can also tell your friend to wait by the edge of the tchum in order to bring something in, or take care of something, as we'll see, to make something for the kala or for the mace, as soon as Shabbos ends. The yochel lomer lo leich lemakom ploni lemacher. You can also tell your friend to go to a certain place tomorrow to get it for you. The im lo matzasa b'makom ploni. If you don't find what we need in that place, leich lemakom ploni, go to another place. Lo matzasa b'mona kach b'masayim. If you don't find it for $100, pay $200 for it. Ubelvat shelo yaskir lo schum mikach. As long as you don't mention a price of the item. We just said, if you don't find it for 100, get it for 200. So what does that mean? So continues the Mechaber, what that means to say is, Shelo yomar lo sach yadua. Don't say to your friend a set amount, Shelo lahotzev alav. Don't say don't go over $300. That you can't say. You can say if you don't find it for $100, get it for $200, but you can't say a max. Don't go over $300. That you're not allowed to say. V'cheinim lokach mimenu b'shmona. And so too, if you already got from this person $8 worth, lo yomar lo, don't tell this messenger, tain li od b'shnayim, get me another $2 worth, the eye chayev lo asara, now I'll own 10. That is also not allowed. Says the Ramah, v'im e'ef shalo elim kein yaskir lo schumikach. If you're not able to get what you need for the mitzvah, unless you mention the schumikach, mutter b'chol inyan, everything's mutter. The tzarchei mitzvah, l'maisa, we're discussing over here, tzarchei mitzvah, the needs of a kala, the needs of a mace, everything goes if you need it. V'yesh osrim b'chol inyan v'chein ikker. But the Ramah ends off and says that those who asr in all cases, and that is the ikker. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now beginning in Sifkaton Ches Lasos. So the first thing the Mishnah Berurah is going to be is Medayik in the Lush of the Mechaber, which I pointed out before. It says in the Mechaber, you could be Machshech Alatchum Lasos to do the Tzarche Kala. And then it says, O Tzarche Meis Lahavi Lo Orant V'tachrichin. It sounds like it's saying you could be Machshech to do the needs of the Kala and to bring in the needs of the Mace. But what about doing the needs of the Mace? So Zakta Mishnah Berurah, the word lasos is really going on both. Hai lasos. Sefkoton Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says this word lasos, at tzorche meis nami koi. It's not only going on lasos tzorche kala, but it means to say also, o lasos tzorche meis. Demachshech kedei lesaknon ulahavian maher. You could wait by the edge of the tchum to go make the needs of the mace as well and to bring them in quickly. Vafilu hachi mutter. It's still permissible. The chefzei shemayim. This is the needs of heaven. This is for a dvar mitzvah. It is mutter. The bishvil hahava ba'alma pshita the mutter lahachshech. But the Gemara says, if all the mechaber is telling us is that you're allowed to bring in the needs of the mace, that's pashit. Because like we discussed yesterday about bringing in the animal, something that would theoretically be able to be done, like if there would be walls up, there would be some way to do it, so that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that you could be machshir to make the needs of the kala and to make the needs of the mace and then bring it in as soon as possible. Sivkotan tes kedei sheyovilo, so that you should bring it to you. Hainu kedei sheyesaknon shom viyovilo. Again, like we just said before, it means that you should tell your friend to wait by the tchum as Shabbos ends in order to make, to fix up the things that are needed and to bring them in. Sivkotan Yud goes on that which the Mechaber said, that you could say to him, go to Mokom Ploni tomorrow. If you don't find it there, go to a different place. Says the Mishnah Berurah Pirush, Leilech Shom Veliknos. You could tell him to go to this place and buy what we need. The Aser Lomar Bishvil Dvar HaRishus, if it was for an optional thing, you would not be allowed to tell someone on Shabbos, go on Sunday and buy me something. Ubidvar Mitzvah Shari, but Dvar Mitzvah, you could tell someone on Shabbos, go buy me on Sunday what I need for the Dvar Mitzvah. Aval Halicha Greda Afilu Dvar HaRishus Shari Lomar. But telling someone where to go after Shabbos, even for a Dvar HaRishus, is Mutter on Shabbos. To tell him to go somewhere, that's Mutter. Kemo Shekosta Simen Shin Zayin Sivches, like we'll see shortly in the next Simen, Mirz Hashem. Sivkotan Yud Alav, you could tell him to go to Mocher. Avo b'Shabbos Atzmo Oster Avshul Advar Mitzvah, but he can't go on Shabbos even though it's for Advar Mitzvah. He could be Machshech. You could tell him to go tomorrow for Advar Mitzvah, but you can't tell him to go today for Advar Mitzvah. You could tell him if he finds it for 100, great. If not, pay 200, but you can't tell him the max. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudbei Sach Yadua, Lefi She'em Bak Tzitzo Shum Mitzvah Rak Hatzolas Mamono. Telling him the highest you want to go doesn't really help you in the mitzvah, it just helps you save money. So that's not considered a need of the mitzvah, and therefore it's not allowed. Ulekach Aser, therefore to say don't go above 300, that would not be permissible. Sivkotan Yud Gimel Lo Yomer Lo Tainli. If you already owe the guy $80, you can't say, give me another $20 worth, now I owe you $100. That you can't say. Rotzalomer means to say, Shalo Yomer Lo Ayidea Shaliach Hazet. Don't say to the store owner through this Shaliach, Sheyitin Lo Tzarche HaMitzvah Hazo Od Bishnayim, to give me more of this item, whatever it is, $2 more or $20 more worth for the Dvar Mitzvah. V'yachayev Lo Besach HaKal Asara. Now you'll owe him altogether 10. Shetzeruf sach ze einbo tzorach la mitzvah. Adding together how much you owe all together is not a need of the mitzvah. You need what you need. So to tell him to spend $10, $20, but to start discussing with the store owner, give me $20 more or $2 more, now I'll owe you 10. So that's not necessary and that's not allowed. Sevkaton Yudalit is going on the Ramah. The Ramah first said, if you're not able to do without the Schumikach, so it's Mutter B'chol Inyan, because Lamai says it's a Tzorche Mitzvah. And the Ramah ended off and said, V'yesh Osrin B'chol Inyan. Some Aser B'chol Inyan. Says the Mishabura, what does that mean B'chol Inyan? Not everything is Aser. For Dvar Mitzvah, many things are Mutter. Zok the Mishabura, Aschum Mekach Koi. This is going on saying the amount, the maximum amount that you're allowed to spend. So although we brought a Shita first in the Ramah, that for a Tzorche Mitzvah, if it's needed, that's the only way you're going to get it, so it's Mutter. The Yesh Omrim, that's going to be Usr, and that is the Minug. The Svir Lehu, they hold. The Kevan, the Hu, Derech, Mekachu, Memkar, Mamish, since it's Mamish, the way of doing business. Lo Hitiru, Bishum Gavni, Afilu, Tzorch Mitzvah, that was not allowed in any situation, even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Says the Mechaber, Vaiter Sif Dalit. Hasoicher es Apoya Lishmor Zroim. This is going to get us into a discussion tonight, and we'll continue in Mitzvah tomorrow night. Very practical halacha about getting paid for jobs that you do on Shabbos. Paying someone or getting paid for jobs done on Shabbos. The main discussion will really be tomorrow, but we'll just get it started tonight. Hasoicher es hapoyel. One hires a worker, lishmor zroim, to guard seeds, o dover acher, or anything else. Eino no sein lo schar Shabbos. You can't pay him for his guard duties on Shabbos. Lefikach ein achrayis Shabbos alav. Since you're not paying him for Shabbos, he's not responsible for Shabbos. Something goes wrong on Shabbos, he doesn't have to pay for it. Hoya schir Shabbos, if he's hired by the week, or is a schir chodesh, he's hired by the month, or is a schir shana, hired by the year, or a schir shavua, he's hired for a 7-year Shemitah cycle, so then lo sein lo schar Shabbos, then you can pay him for Shabbos, that's called havla, it all gets swallowed up together, that's mutter. Lefikach achrayi Shabbos alav, since you're paying him for Shabbos, he is achroi for anything that happens on Shabbos. Velo yomar lo tein li shel Shabbos. You shouldn't say to him, give me my wages for Shabbos. Ela omer tein li schar ha-shavua o achodesh. Rather, you can only ask for your wages. If you're the worker, give me my wages for the week or for the month. You can't ask for your wages for Shabbos. That's where we will stop for today in the Mechaber. Let's see the Mishabura. Hasoicher es hapoyel of kodem tezvav, you hire a worker. Mayri shascharo liyomim. Which seems clear from the Mechaber, we're talking about a person that you hired for days, Sheba'ad kol yom sheyish mirenu, that on behalf of each day that he's going to do the guarding, yitein lo kach v'kach, you're going to give him X amount for every day that he guards. V'hu shomer gam b'shabbos, and he guarded also on Shabbos. V'ka'omar she'ein tzorech l'shalem lo avur yom ha'shabbos. Says the Mishabura, the Mechaber needs to tell us he guarded on Shabbos. He said you're paying him $100 a day, you don't pay him for Shabbos. V'ayin b'tur demuchach, look in the Torah where it's clear. Shafilu imu rotza liten lo, even if the employer wants to pay his worker, osur lo lahasochir likach hasochir, the worker is not allowed to take the wages for Shabbos. Ella imkein hu no sein lo derech matana, unless of course he gives it as matana. I'm not paying you for your work, I'm giving you a present of $100. Obviously that's mutter, he can give him a present, but he can't pay him for the work he did on Shabbos if he's paying him by the day. Sivkotan tezayin eno nosein. So again, this is what the Mechaber said, you hired him by the day to guard your zroim or something else, you can't pay him for schar Shabbos. This is a din midrabanan. Gzeira mishum mekachu memkar. It's a gzeira that you might come to do business on Shabbos. Sivkotan yudzayin ein achraya. Since you're not paying him, he's not achraya for Shabbos. Sheim eira bohen kilkul b'Shabbos. If something bad happened to what he was supposed to be watching on Shabbos, eino chayv l'shalim. He didn't get paid for Shabbos. He's not responsible for Shabbos. It's equal. However, the Mechaber told us if he's hired for a longer period of time, a week, a month, a year, 7 years, so then you pay him for Shabbos, and Mamela he's achray for Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, Hainu shel kol hashavua biyachad. You hire him by the week, all together, it's a package deal, you hire him for a whole week. The Al-Korcho nosen lo schar Shabbos. And now against your will, you got to pay him for Shabbos as well, you pay him for the whole week, including Shabbos. V'rotzalomer means to say, Shafilu im yachzor ha-poel b'soch hazman. Even if the worker will back out in the middle of this man, Eino menache lo schar ha-shabbosos mizman she'ovar. You hired him for 3 weeks and he only works for 2 weeks, you still got to pay him for the full 2 weeks, including the Shabbosos. You're paying him for the whole package. Ho'el v'hu b'havloim shar ha-yomim. Since Shabbos is b'havloim, it's swallowed up by the other days, that is when schar Shabbos is mutter, he's getting paid for the whole package for the whole week. V'zeu dekom esayim ha-mechaber. That's the mechaim ends off with. We didn't read it today. We'll read it tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Sheyuchol ha-poel omer. The worker can say to the boss, Tein li schar ha-sara yamin. Pay me for 10 days. D'mayri shechozer ha-poel be'emtza shavu ha-sheni. He was hired by the week, and he backed out in the middle of the second week. Obviously, you're not paying him for what he didn't do, but l'maisa, he worked 10 days. He could pay me for the 10 days, since it's all bundled together. You would pay him in that case for a Shabbos. U'menelum v'chuyev lishmor gam b'Shabbos. So b'menelum, he's chayav to guard even on Shabbos. V'im'eira hefsel chayav l'shalim. If something happened that there was a loss that he was responsible for, so he would obviously have to pay for the Shabbos damages as well. So vim eira hefsed chayv l'shalim. V'nir, and it appears, da'afilu im lo eira lo hefsed, even if a loss had happened. Ach shalo shomra b'yom ha-Shabbos, he just didn't do his job on Shabbos, he didn't guard on Shabbos. Yochol l'nachas lo mischaro, the boss can take away from his wages for that day. Just like you wouldn't pay him if he didn't work on Tuesday, if he doesn't work on Shabbos and he was hired for the whole week, you don't pay him for Shabbos either. V'ayim ibir halacha, we will stop here and continue with the rest of Sif Dalet and Mishem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.